produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
Sing holy, sing holy, sing holy is the Lord. Sing holy, we sing holy, we sing holy is the Lord. Sing holy, we sing holy, we sing holy.
Is the Lord God Almighty, the whole earth is full of His glory. Welcome back. We're so happy you've joined us for another episode, another broadcast of Gems for the Journey, Wisdom from the Word of God. And we're your hosts, Matt and Stephanie Garrity, and we are co-founders and pastors of Lehigh Valley Worship Center in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And we're also founders of River of Heaven Ministries, which we believe is one of the conduits that the Spirit of God is working through, flowing through powerfully, bringing revival, refreshing, renewal, restoration, healing, and new life in Christ, awakening, and thrusting people, communities, cities, and nations into the Lord's perfect will. We agree, decree, the kingdom of heaven comes on earth as it is in heaven, that the living water that flows from the Lord God Himself, the perfect pure river that flows from the throne room of heaven, will pour out through us, bringing life everywhere. And honey, I find that so profound that what we're going to be exploring today is actually talking about how that the Lord actually enthrones Himself upon our lives. He enthrones Himself upon the praises of His people. And out of that throne, out of where He's enthroned, comes life.
Amen. I'm so excited to talk about the new Gem for the Journey today, learning more about the River of God.
Amen. And so we've had such an awesome opportunity recently. We were with our friends on Box 2 Radio Network out of Kentucky. And, they own radio stations in the Kentucky and Indiana area. And it was just so neat to see what God is doing, you know, having different people working with other people in the body. And if there's one thing, at least one thing that this problem of the coronavirus has inspired, I believe that it's a greater working together of the body of Christ in unity. Amen. For we know that Psalm 133, verse 1 through 3 says, how beautiful, how pleasant, how wonderful it is when the brethren dwell together in unity. It's like the precious oil poured down on the head of Aaron, down the beard, all the way to the feet. It says it's like the dew upon Mount Hermon that falls on Zion. And later in verse 3, it says, there the Lord commands the blessing, life forevermore. And so if we want to be churches that are full of the life of God, if we want to be churches that when people come in, they receive life, they receive resurrection, they receive impartation, then we need to first be churches who are in unity in the Spirit, unity in the Spirit of God. Because where there's unity, there the Lord commands the blessing. Amen? And that blessing is life. And so there's your freebie for today. That's not the topic for today. But God is bringing about more unity than ever before, I believe, by His Spirit working as the body of Christ works together during this pandemic, this coronavirus. And so what we've been talking about the last two episodes is this gem for the journey, this nugget of wisdom from the Word of God called the River of Life or the River of God. And we talked about how there's three main scriptures that we find this concept in. And so the first scripture was Genesis chapter 2. The second scripture was Ezekiel chapter 47. And in Genesis chapter 2, in the first broadcast, we talked about that God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And out of that garden flowed a river. And out of that river really broke out four headwaters. And there were four headwaters in the garden. And they each had names, respective names. The first river's name was Pishon, and that word means increase, if you look it up in a Hebrew word study. The second river's name was Gihon, or Giach. And if you look up in a Hebrew word study, that means to break forth or to burst forth. It also can mean new life issuing from the womb, because we all know that there's a breakthrough when a new life comes forth out of a womb. Amen. The third river is called the Hiddekel, or the Tigris, if you want to use the Greek word for that. And that means rapid, but it's a word picture. Hebrew is a pictorial language, and it's a word picture of arrow darting, swift and darting, something that's very swift and darting, something has purpose. And the fourth river we spoke about is the river Euphrates, and that, or the word in Hebrew is perath, and it means sweet or pleasant. It also means fruitfulness. Amen. And so then the second broadcast, we spoke about Ezekiel chapter 47, where we see that there is the angel of the Lord is leading the prophet, and he leads him and he shows him a temple. And the temple, out of the eastern part of the temple, flowing east, there came a stream of water, and then it began, you know, to get bigger and bigger, and the angel of the Lord continued to lead the prophet through the waters. First it was up to his ankle, then it was up to his knees, his waist, then his chest, and then it said it became so deep it was a river that one must swim to go across. Amen? And we talked about that, even as the scripture says, wherever that river went was life. Amen? Wherever the river of God went was life. And then there was interesting contrast we also talked about. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, not only was there a garden in Eden, but the Bible says that we are God's garden. We are God's masterpiece. We are God's workmanship. Amen? Not only was there water that became a river going out toward the east in Ezekiel chapter 47, but in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, the Word of God says that we are God's temple, that we are temple where the Spirit of the Lord lives. Amen? There are principles throughout Scripture that God really shows the fulfillment of in the New Testament with His creation, with us. Amen? There was a Garden of Eden, and out of it flowed four things. Flowed increase, flowed breakthrough or new life, flowed purpose, and flowed fruitfulness. Out of God's garden, you and I, if you're a believer in Christ, should flow increase, should flow breakthrough or new life, purpose, and fruitfulness. Amen? Just like there was a temple where the river of God flowed out of it, there also that we are that temple, and that wherever the river of God that goes out from us, that issues out from us, goes forth, and everywhere the river goes, brings life. In Ezekiel chapter 47, the river went and it went into the Dead Sea where there was no life. And then all of a sudden there became life and things became alive. And there, where there was death and destruction, there was new life and it was flourishing. And we talked about how as we as the temple of the Holy Spirit, when we go somewhere and we begin to pour out the river of God, we pray, we prophesy, we preach, we share God's word, we sing. Wherever that river goes, it brings life. Amen. And now today, we're going to talk about the river also issues from the throne of God. From the throne of God. Amen. And that's found in Revelation chapter 22. And so if you go to Revelation chapter 22, it says this, starting in verse 1.
And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there, they need no lamp, nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever.
Thank you, honey. And so, again, you know, we know in Revelation, this is the Apostle John receiving this revelation on the island of Patmos when he was in exile. It goes on in verse 6.
Then he said to me, these words are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants the things which must shortly take place. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Now I, John, saw and heard these things, and when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things.
And then it goes on and on. It talks about the angel says, do not fall down and worship me, for I'm just a servant who's bringing you this revelation of the one who you truly worship, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So now we're going to see an interesting dynamic here. First, we saw that there was rivers that was flowing out of a garden, and we are also a garden. Then we saw that river was flowing out of a temple in Ezekiel 47, and we are also a temple, okay? And now we're seeing that the river really is coming from, the source of the river is the living water himself, which is Jesus Christ. The source of the river is from the very throne of all creation, from the very throne of God, the very throne of heaven, amen? And this is interesting, but this is actually the revelation the Lord gave to us regarding the name of our ministry, River of Heaven Ministries. That there is a river that flows down from the throne, and it brings freedom, it brings healing, it brings deliverance, and wherever that goes, it brings healing to the nations. Amen? And we know that there are many nations who are listening to this broadcast right now. And so we believe that as the word of God issues forth out of our mouth, as we pray, as we preach, as we prophesy, as we teach, that the Spirit of the living God, the river of God, is flowing out into the nations, bringing healing to the nations. And so the Lord God Almighty is seated upon the throne. There is the Son, Jesus Christ, seated at the right hand of the Father. And out from there flows a river of life. Everywhere that river goes brings life. Amen? But what's interesting is that there also is a throne in the church. And that throne, when we receive Jesus Christ, he actually enthrones himself upon our heart. And he not only enthrones himself upon our heart, where self used to rule and self used to reign, you were your own God in your own mindset. You could do whatever you wanted to, and something different then issued from that throne. Now, because we've received Christ and we allow him as the high priest to take up his ministry in the throne of our very being, in the throne of our heart, now there's a different river that issues forth. So where is that river coming from? It is Christ. It is the very source of that river. He is the living water. And as he is enthroned upon our heart, he begins to flow out of us as living water to other people. Out of us is the garden. Out of us is the temple. And then out of us as the throne, as the very place that Christ is able to seat himself, enthrone himself upon our life, and then begin to minister out of that. Hallelujah. Interestingly enough, part of our life is our praise and our worship. And the Word of God says this in Psalm chapter 22, verse 3.
But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel.
God enthrones himself upon the praises of Israel. Another translation says, but God, you are holy, enthroned upon the praises of your people. So we see that God is enthroned upon our life, but he's also what? He's enthroned upon our praise. That word in Hebrew is the word tehillah. It's one of the seven Hebrew words for praise, and it means the spontaneous song. It means the new song. This is the outflow of your adoration. This is the outflow of your worship. This is of your vehicle of praise. This is something that's never been sung before. It's a response to the goodness of God. It's a response to the fact that there is a holy God, and he is on his throne and in control no matter what situation, circumstances look like, and he is worthy of all of our praise. And when we praise him and we begin to just begin to worship him in the spirit, begin to pray in the spirit, begin to worship him in spirit and in truth, guess what? He enthrones himself specifically upon that praise, upon your spontaneous praise, upon the response of your heart to how good he is. And so again, everywhere where the garden is, there flowed a river. Everywhere where the temple was, there flowed a river. Everywhere where the throne of God is, there flows a river. So out of our heart, God is enthroned on our heart. He's enthroned in our lives, so there flows a river. And also our praise, when we begin to, as an extension of us, begin to honor the Lord. Holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy. God says, yep, I'm enthroning myself upon that praise. And again, then out of that praise is what? A river. And wherever we begin to praise the Lord, there issues life. There is increase that comes forth. There is purpose that comes forth. There is breakthrough that comes forth. There is fruitfulness that comes forth. And why? Because the river of God is flowing forth. And so let's go on a little bit further here in Revelation chapter 22, starting in verse 12.
And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers, and sexually immoral, and murderers, and idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts, come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely.
And so there's an understanding also that this is free. We didn't have to pay any price for this river of life. Not only are we able to pour it out once we've received it, but the price that was paid to receive it was not our own, but Jesus paid the price, for he is the living water. He paid the price, and as we receive him, we receive the living water free of charge, and then out of us as a vessel, as a conduit, flows that living water, flows that river of life, and wherever it goes, it brings life. As we respond to God, as we respond to the Lord, that he is good, that there is no one good besides him, and we begin to sing things like, God, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. And then we sing that tehillah, the unrehearsed song, oh, you're just so good today, God. Lord, I see your goodness even in the area of the pandemic. I see your goodness today, Lord, in my family. I see your goodness today, Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. When you begin to just sing the spontaneous song of the Lord, There is life coming forth. There is strength. There is fruitfulness. There is increase. There is breakthrough. Somebody say, my breakthrough is in my praise. We like to say it this way. Praise is my weapon and worship is my warfare. Worship speaks of the posture of one's heart before the Lord, bowed and surrendered. Lord, I just surrender my life. But praise is the vehicle. Praise is the weapon. Praise is that area where God enthrones himself upon. And then out of that comes the strength of God. Out of that comes the might of God. Out of that comes the deliverance of the Lord. Amen? And the healing virtue of Christ and all these things. But where did it start? It started from the source himself, Jesus Christ, who is the living water. And as he is the living water flows through conduits, through us as his garden, through us as his temple, through us as a place that he is enthroned, there is a mighty river that is flowing forth, bringing life to everything that it comes in contact with. And so what I hear the Spirit of God saying today is that the Spirit and the bride say, come. There are many of you who are listening to this broadcast, I just sense in my spirit, that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. You do not know him as your Lord and Savior. You may be in a country that does not allow these things. You may be in some dictatorship where there's not really freedom. But I say to you today that you are able to come and drink from the river of life free of charge, even as you've heard the gospel preached to you today. Even as you hear that these words are life. The word of God is life. It is freedom. It is might. It is deliverance to all who need it. The Bible says that we should not be ashamed of the gospel. Why? Because it's the power of God for salvation to first the Jew and then the Gentile. It is the power of God unto salvation for the nations. And I thank you, Lord, that right now that there are people that are hearing this broadcast in nations, God, that all of a sudden this has become more than a coincidence to them. I hear the Lord saying that all of a sudden you're no longer looking at this as a coincidence, but you're saying there is a God, there is a holy, righteous judge that I'm going to have to give an account to. And I repent, I turn and believe. I believe that your eyes are being opened, even as you're hearing this, that your eyes are being opened and you're realizing that Jesus Christ died for your sins and that there is new life in him, that there is the water of life. There is a clear crystal river that comes from him as the living water that you can drink and be purged of all your filth, be purged of all your guilt, be purged of all your rejection, be purged of all the sin that you've ever committed. And that he will give you his righteousness in exchange for your unrighteousness. He pours in his river, clear as crystal. And as it pours into you, brother, as it pours into you, my sister, it will displace all the filth. It will displace all the grime and all the shame and all the pain and all the dirty water, if you will, that your vessel has been filled with for years and years and years. And if there's any bugs, as we like to relate this to, if there's any bugs, any demonic things, any demonic forces that are in your stream, that are in that filthy water, as the water of life flows into you, the bugs got to be cast out. Those things that are living in the murkiness, depths of the swamps, of the things that are currently filling your vessel, as the river of life comes forth, in the name of Jesus, those things are being pushed out. Those things are being displaced. I say, go in the name of Jesus, you unclean spirits. Go, filthiness, in the name of Jesus. Go, lasciviousness, in the name of Jesus. Go, pride. Go, rejection. Go, lust. Go, sorcery and witchcraft and idolatry, in the mighty name of Jesus. Go, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is life, there is liberty, there is victory. And so, Father, I thank you so much for this gem, this wisdom nugget from the Word of that river of God, of the river of life. It was never meant to stay as a teaching from the book of Genesis. It was never meant to stay in the Old Testament as Ezekiel the prophet. It was revealed to him. But we find it even in the book of Revelation. And we find it throughout the New Testament because Jesus, you are the living water. And so, Father, I thank you for your people today. I thank you for all those who have tuned in, for those who in other nations who are listening to this broadcast. It's not too late. It doesn't matter what religion you've been in. It doesn't matter what idolatry you've been in. It doesn't matter if you believe you're your own God or you worship the devil himself. It does not matter because the river of life is free of charge. Repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. And so, Father, I thank you. I want to invite you right now to just pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Lord, I repent. I hate the wickedness that I've been a part of. I hate the things that I've done. I feel like sometimes I can't even forgive myself. Lord, take away this pain. Take away this guilt. Take away this shame. Oh, and cleanse me. Cleanse me of all my stains. Cleanse me with your precious blood. Cleanse me with your river of life that flows from your throne, for you are the living water. Lord, I repent and believe. Jesus, I acknowledge you as my Lord and Savior. I am saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Friends, we know what the scripture teaches us, that we are indeed saved by grace through faith in Christ. It's a free gift. We can't earn it. We don't deserve it. None of us can work for it. But we repent and believe and we receive the water of life free of charge. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you, friends. May he keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he give you his peace. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of Gems for the Journey. And if you're interested in connecting with us, please find us at www.riveroftheaven.org. Also, if you'd like to contribute and give and sow into the river of God flowing out of heaven to the nations through this conduit, there's a donate place on our website, and you can go there, and you can follow the prompts, and we'd really appreciate it. You can either become a monthly partner with us, or you can give a one-time gift. Every little bit matters, and every little bit causes us to be able to continue to preach the gospel to all the world. Amen. And so one other way you can support us by purchasing my first book called Holy Spirit, The Sevenfold Spirit of God. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple iBooks, and anywhere really that books are sold. And if your bookstore that you're close to is not carrying it, you can request them. You can ask them if they wouldn't mind ordering you a copy or maybe even ordering some copies to hold in the store. Amen. We have a heart to teach the world about Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, the one who lives within all of us, the one who has the ministry of Christ upon the earth now that Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. Amen. And so we yield to Holy Spirit. We thank Holy Spirit for his influence and for his witness and for his leading and guiding and so much more in our lives. Amen. And all those things can be found in that book, along with an application section to really begin to pray into and learn how to pray, to confess, to declare, to decree the Word of God, to begin to walk in the power of the Spirit, the power of the sevenfold Spirit of God. Amen. Again, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for tuning in. We love you. God bless you. And we'll see you next time for another new and exciting Gem for the Journey. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Sing holy, we sing holy, we sing holy is the Lord. We sing holy, we sing holy, we sing holy is the Lord. We sing holy, we sing holy, we sing holy.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.